Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
On this vote, the yeas are 92, the nays are 6. The motion is agreed to.
The Senate opened debate on an anti-Asian American hate crimes bill with overwhelming bipartisan support Wednesday. The COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act would speed up the Justice Department's review of hate crimes, responding to an increase in incidents against the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities during the coronavirus pandemic. Congress recently held its first hearing on anti-Asian violence and discrimination in decades, after a gunman last month killed 8 people in Georgia, 6 of whom were Asian women. Also in the Senate, Democrats have proposed a large-scale overhaul of unemployment programs to increase benefits and extend them for a longer period of time. Democrats hope to make these changes permanent in the pandemic's aftermath. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday he will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, ending America's longest war.
I'm now the 4th United States president to preside over American troop presence in Afghanistan. 2 Republicans, 2 Democrats. I will not pass this responsibility on to a 5th.
Biden said the main purpose of the war was to ensure Afghanistan would not be used as a base to attack the U.S. Biden believes they accomplished that, especially after killing Osama bin Laden a decade ago.
We cannot continue the cycle of extending or expanding our military presence in Afghanistan, hoping to create ideal conditions for the withdrawal and expecting a different result.
Big questions loom about the impact of the withdrawal, including whether the Afghan president will be able to hold on to power against the Taliban, and what will happen to the rights of women and minorities in Afghanistan after the U.S. departure. At a White House press briefing, CBS senior White House correspondent Weijia Zhang asked Press Secretary Jen Psaki about the president's timing.
Republican senators have criticized attaching the withdrawal of troops in Afghanistan to September 11th. They say it's politically driven. Do you have a response to that?
The president wanted to send a clear message that this is not going to be an open-ended timeline to withdrawing troops.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina criticized Biden's decision at a news conference. Among other reasons, Graham said the Obama administration's Iraq troop withdrawal led to the formation of ISIS.
I'm heartbroken that President Biden, for political reasons, took the high-risk strategy. This is an unforced error.
Moving on to other foreign policy, Vice President Kamala Harris says she will visit Mexico and Guatemala, quote, as soon as possible. Harris emphasized she will focus on what motivates migrants to leave their homes in Central America, while Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will be responsible for addressing the ongoing security and immigrant processing situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Finally, the White House is expected to announce today Erica Mortsugu will be the administration's senior-level Asian American liaison. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Ross Bartellum. Thanks for listening.